Okay, it's 6 o'clock, and we are on Tez Zion Amid Beis. Again, the 3 days, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, are sponsored. Let's chus refu shleim, if a rachel baslata, chai simcha yudas baslata. Zeh chanishma sikhil simcha ben Moshe Tzvi, sponsored by Dr. Mrs. Moshe Breit. Zeh chanishma tziru bashal noto, sponsored by Zalman Dorfberger. Zokti Gemara, we are going to start again. Mitarm with my timer, which is 5th line from the top. Frekta Gemara, Mitarm with my timer lay. Why can't you marry people, girls from Tarmud? I'm sorry, why aren't Mikabel Gerim from Tarmud, period? Rashi, Mitarm with my timer lay. The second line from the top, Mikabel, why don't we accept Gerim? Pligibar Regechon of the Savya, even though they're the two that told us that we're not Mikabel Gerim, but there's an argument for why we're not Mikabel Gerim. Charama Mishim Abde Shleima. One says it's because of the servants of Shleima, meaning the servants of Shleima went because they were rich, married Jewish girls, and lived there in Tarmud as Gayim. But the truth is, they killed it on Mamzerim, their Jewish Mamzerim, because Rabbi Yechon was of the opinion that Akam ve'Eved Haba Abbas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer, it's a machloikus later on. We happen to paskin kosher, but Rabbi Yechanan and many others hold that this is since kedushin doesn't work from a guy and an eved, so the offspring would be a mamzer, right? We don't paskin that way, but that's Rabbi Yechanan's opinion. The Chadamar one says mishum b'nai Yerushalayim. We'll find out what that is momentarily. Let's do Rashi Avdi Shleim Mishanasu b'nai Yisrael. They married Jewish girls becheskes aishram. Because of their riches, that's how the Bach changes the Girsa, Becheskes Aishram, right? That's how he changes the Girsa. On the side, they say, Becheskes Aishram, correct. And Vidarim Shem Becheskes Aivikachavim, they go around walking like Goyim, but the truth is, Ksav Raivikachavim, Bevan Abba Masisrol, Havlad Mamza. Bimshim Benais Yushalayim, we'll find out in a second what that is. Sankta Gemar Bishlam, Mishim Abdi Shleim, Ksav Raivikachavim, Bevan Abba Masisrol, Havlad Mamza. What happened? Pliga bar Rav Yosef Rabbanan. Tavai mishmei de Rabba bar Mechonam. Chad Amar Treis Alfa Gavri, 12,000 soldiers. Veshita Alfa Keshtuye, and besides that, 6,000 people that were archers, professional archers in the army. Chad Amar Treis Alfa Gavri Minei Veshita Alfa Keshtuye. And one says it was 12,000 soldiers, 6,000 of them who were archers. So the machloek is whether it was 18,000 or 12,000. When the Gaim conquered Yerushalayim, Hakol Nifnu Akesav Azav, all the soldiers went to rob silver and gold. The aim in these 12 or 18,000, Nivnu Abnais Yerushalayim, they went for the girls of Yerushalayim. Shenem Ed Nashim Betzion Inu Besulas Bara Yehuda. Women were given pain, I guess, Inu means forcefully lived with, in Tzion and Besulais in the cities of Yehuda, and the offspring of those relationships between these 18,000 Goyim were Mamzerim, and they moved to Tarmud, and therefore, Tarmud is the place of Besulim. Rashi, B'leis Yushlaim, Mekamim Mepharishla, B'leis Yushlaim B'chubana, in the time when it was destroyed, Shabbat wife and Chum Benasim, the guy married them forcefully against their will. Elam Adam and Mishim Benais Yishlaim, Mahi Kashtuye Maishri Keshes, the ones that pull the bow. Dr. Gemara Vaita Amr Rabbi Shmuel Ben Achmini Amr Rabbi Yenison. Why this is exactly here is not so clear. Some are Mahapach de Girsa, that the next statement from Rabbi Shmuel Ben Achmini Amr Rabbi Yenison should have been first, which has to do with Amin Amayav, which we talked about. The lands of Amon Amayav, and then this statement. But the bottom line is, this is what he said. Pasuk Zeh, the following Pasuk, Sarha Elam Amroi. The Malach who's in charge of the world, again, Malachim don't have Bechira, they don't have choice, but the Rabban Hashem runs the world through Malachim, and there's one Malach that's called the Sarha Elam. He's the one that said it. Nar Hayisi Gamzakanti. I was young, and I aged. Naman Amroi. Who said this pasuk? Nar ha'isi gamzakanti. Ilay mekutcha brichom yikazikne kame. The Rabban Hashem doesn't age. You don't say young and old. Kabayachu about the Rabban Hashem. Ela David Amrei is a David. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Mikashish kulahai. He didn't live that old that he should be able to say gamzakanti. Gamzakanti seems to indicate that he was old. David wasn't so old, right? So again, Mefarshim speak out that the Mashal says that being 70 is not enough to say Gamza Kanti, right? So therefore, it couldn't be David said it. The Malach in charge of the world, who was once young, let me finish. The Malach in charge of the world is the one that said it. Sara Olam Malach. Yes, I'm sorry. It's a great question. It's the Aruch Lener's question. The Mashal says he wasn't so old because he only lived to 70. So what does he mean he didn't see? So the Mashal asks, so the Aruch Lener asks, but the Mishnah says, Men Shishim Lezikna. So he says that the pasuk of Gam Zakanti means I went through the age of Zikna already, and now he's saying it, which is mashma he's post 70. Gam Zakanti doesn't mean I became a Zaken, but Gam Zakanti means I went through my years of youth and I went through my years of Zikna, and now I'm at the next stage. The Rav HaMelech never made it past the stage of Zikna, so he wouldn't have looked back as Zikna as in past tense. That's how the Aruch Lener learns it. Tysus brings a raya from this Gemara. There's a Malach, I'm not going to say his whole name, because some people are mock, but not to say Malachim's whole name, Matat. And some say Chanoich, the one that was grandfather of Noach, great-grandfather of Noach, became a Malach. And he became the Malach that the Sar Ha'olam, that's what Tysus brings a raya from this Gemara, that's not true. Because the Medrash says that the Sar Ha'olam said on the day of creation something too. So if it's the Sar Ha'olam, it can't be that, and therefore Taisha says that it's Chazalim that argue with each other whether the Sar Ha'olam is that Chanoich who turned into the Sar Ha'olam, or it's a different Malach. Something Gemara Vayit. Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmei Amar Rabbi Yannis Nemaydech Siv, it says in the Pasuk in Eicha, Yadoi Paras Sar Ha'kol Machmadeha. Their hand, his hand, the enemy spread his hand on all the treasures. Ze'amen umayev. B'shoshen ichnu zoyev dekhav lehechu. Hakol nifnu al kesev azov. They all went for gold. Ve'hem nifnu al sefer Torah. They went straight to the sefer Torah to get rid of the sefer Torah. Why? Amru zesh akasev by layav amayni mayavi b'kal Hashem. The fact that it says that an amayni mayavi can never become he can become a ger, but he cannot marry a Jewish girl. Yisara ve'esh. They couldn't handle the fact that they were not allowed into Klal Yisrael completely, and that's the first thing they went to destroy. So when everybody else came, they joined Bavo in conquering Eretz Yisrael. This is by the first Galus. They joined Bavo, and what did they do? Went straight to the Sefer Torah. Something about Vayter. Tziva Hashem li Yaakov svivav tzarav. Hashem commanded that Yaakov should be surrounded by their enemies. Amarav kan humunya lepum nahara. It seems that the same enemies, this is the way the Mefarshim learn, Rashi's not mashma that way, let's do Rashi first. Humunya lepimahara, humunya yavonim. Some are gairis yavonim heim, some are gairis gayim heim. There are either Greeks or other gayim, umetzirim lepim nahara, shem yisrael aniyim. The Mefarshim speak out that Hashem said that when we go in the Galus, we won't be left, the gayim who bothered us will join us. Meaning, they'll be around us anyway and continue to bother us even in Galus. Like Pumnahara, which is the city in Galus. And Hamunya is right next to it with Gayim will keep on bothering us. I'm going to learn the Gemara like Rashi. This is a major Machloikus Rishaynim here, but I'm going to stick to Rashi's shot. Yehuda said in the name of Ravasi that in Ivikachavim the Dutch Kedushin Bismanazeh, Chayshishin the Kedushin. We are afraid that it's a good kedushin. Shema ma'aseres hashvatim hu, meaning like this: many aseres hashvatim got mixed into the gayim, and this man the Amar holds that even if the father is a Jew and the mother is a guy, the child is also Jewish. That not only do we go by matrilineal descent, but this man the Amar holds we go by patrilineal descent as well, both. And therefore, the Aseres HaShvatim who moved into Gaisha countries and became assimilated in the Gayim, their children are Jewish. And whose children are Jewish? Whose children are Jewish. Now, they are not a majority of the population. They are a minority of the population. But still, we have to be chayshish to kedushin. Now the Gemara will explain in a minute why. As the Gemara asks, we're called the Parish Meruba Parish. I mean, majority of Gayim are really Gayim. Even if the Aseres Hashvatim assimilated and all their offspring are Jewish, they only make up a minute fraction of the population. So why are we afraid that they're Jewish? And for the Gemara Beduchta Dekvi, there are certain areas where they were more established, not a majority, but we have a rule of Kol Kavua Kamechza Mechza Dami. That if you're thinking about a person that's not moving out of his place, that's set in his place, we would say, you go 50-50, even if it's not 50-50. So in those cities where the Aseres HaShvatim had established themselves, even though they don't make up a majority, but if a woman goes there and marries one of them, she might be marrying a Yid, not a guy. And therefore, if he does Kedushin to a Gua's girl, we don't dismiss it. We say in those cities where there are Kaviyah, but there's enough of them to create an entity, again, not enough to create a majority, but enough to create, that if the woman goes to them, it might be a yid, so we are chayshish l'kedushin. Now, the problem is, so how can we be mekabel gerim from them? There might be mamzerim, there might be Jewish mamzerim. The answer is, when they come to us, it's called the parish meruba parish. When a woman goes to them, it's in their place of kviyas. And that's included in the answer, beduchta the kvi. The cities where they are, and the mefarshim speak out, Rashi learns, and the woman went to them, therefore there's a halacha, exeris hakasav, halacha lamayshim misinai, that in a place of kviyas, we consider it 50-50. We had a similar shayla. If you find a piece of meat on the street, and there are 9 kosher butcher shops and 1 trefa butcher shop, you say it's kosher. You walk into a butcher shop, you don't remember which one you walked into, even though it's a 9-to-1 ratio, since you got the suffix in its place of kviyas, it's halacha l'maaseh misinai, it says treat it as 50-50. Same thing here. If you go to their place, it's kviyas. If they come to you, we go away called parish meruba parish. Rashi. Maaseres HaShvatim, the Shem Nasu Avdit Kuchavim, we're afraid that the Kedushin is a valid Kedushin with a Mamzer. Where are those cities where we have afraid? The Kesiv, like it says in the Pasuk, we'll see that in a minute. Dr. Gemara, where is these places? The Amar Rababa Bakahana says, Vayanchim, Sincherev took the Aseres HaShvatim in the following cities. Bachalach, Bachlach, Uvachavar, Nhargeizen, V'orei Madai. And now we explain. Chalach, Ze Chalazain. Now, I don't know where Chalazain is, but it's Chalazain. Wherever that may be. Some regard is Chalavain. Right? The second pasuk, Uvachavar, Zuchadayev. Nhargeizen, Zuginzik. V'orei Madai, Zuchemdan, V'chavarei Seha. And others say, Zunihir v'chaver yisrael. Chaver yisrael, man, what are considered its friends, its suburbs? Amrishmu, krach mushchi, chitki, bedumkia. These are the places they are. Rashi, zuchadayev, nuhar gleizne, maishchi, chitki, bedumkia. The Amr Rabbi Yechanan, v'kulon lepsol. All those places, you have to be afraid of psol. Because, they are Jewish, and they weren't careful in the Isser Mamzeris. They weren't careful in the Isser Mamzeris. They married sisters and daughters. They married sisters and daughters. And they weren't careful, right, in the Isser Mamzeris. Now, Rashi here does not explain it like he does by Ravasi. Let's see it, Rashi. They married chickses. Now here, Rashi does not answer like he did, like he said before, that they're mamzerim because they are from the relationship of having a Gaisha mother or having a Gaisha father. Rashi says Rashi here says they're Jewish who ended up marrying into each other, marrying Ervis, and therefore they're Mamzerim. Earlier Rashi said, Rav Asi said, the relationship itself creates Mamzeris. The reason is because Shmuel, when we see in a second, Kamita Kama de Shmuel, he said that they're not Jewish, right? He argued and said they're not even Jewish. So Rashi sees that the fact that he answered what Rav Asi said, and he said they're not even Jewish, right? From there he saw that Rav Asi made them Jewish, and Shmuel is arguing that they're not even Jewish. Now in Rav Yechanan, some are gairis in Rashi, that not that it was patrilineal descent, but that Jewish girls married Goyim, who are Jewish, and or have mamzerim. So it's hard to know whether Rabbi Yechanan is agreeing to Rav Asi or he's saying his own svara. Amar Kabita Kama de Shmuel, when we said over the statement that Rav Asi said, and then when Rav Yehuda came in front of Shmuel, he said it over to Shmuel. Amalai, he said no. Bincha Bam Yisrael is Karid Bincha. Matrilineal descent makes Jews. Vein Bincha Bam and Avedis Kachavim Karid Bincha Lebina. But a boy burnt, that's born from a shiksa is not Jewish. So it wouldn't be a mom's, you wouldn't have anything to be afraid of. If they marry Gaisha girls, the kids are Gaia, but they can be Megaya all they want. Rashi. Zakrashi Kavita Kamadishmuan Hashta Milsid Rav Yehuda Kamar. We're saying over Rav Yehuda's statement. Achapitarashishal Rav Asi, after Rav Asi died, Baldavne Shmuel, Rav Yehuda moved from Rav Asi's yeshiva, to Shmuel's yeshiva. The Kamar Kiyad Amit Aladar Rav Asi Kamei to Shmuel the Chayshishnu the Kedushin. When I said over what Rav Asi said, that we go by practically in the descent as well. Amar Bincha Bom Yisrael is Kari Bincha. Ve'im Bincha Bom and Aved is Kari Bincha Lebina. A boy born from a Jewish girl is called Bincha, but not from a Shiksa. The Navkala Michiyasu is Bincha Me'acharai. Right? We're gonna see this in a second. The Pasuk says that do not let your kids marry Goyim, because he will turn your child away. It doesn't say she will turn the child away. Because when the father is a Goy and the mother is a Jew, it's a Jewish baby, and the father who's a Goy might turn the Jewish baby away from Yiddishkeit. But when the mother is a Goy, she doesn't have to turn him away from Yiddishkeit. He's turned away already. He's not a Yid. So therefore the Tosek says, do not let intermarriage, because Kiyasir is Bincha Me'acharai. He will turn away your kid. It'll be your kid, it'll be Jewish, and he will move him away. Whereas, if it's the mother's a guy, there's no fear that they'll make the kid do anything wrong, the kid's not a Yid anyway. It says Kiyasir is Bincha Me'acharai, but like Sim Kisasir is Bincha, she will turn. We're not talking about when she's the guy. Then it should have said either he or she will turn your grandchild away. Even if the son is born to a guy, it's not your son to begin with. You don't have to worry that she will turn your son away. They're completely goyim. Fret the Gemara. But aren't the girls from the Aseres HaShvatim that married there? So why aren't we afraid of them? Yes.
So is this halacha Moshe Sinai?
That what?
As a Torah.
Again.
As a Jewish mother, then it's Jewish, and the result is Jewish.
This is the source, this pasuk. The pasuk says, do not intermarry with Goyim. Do not marry their daughters. Do not let their children marry your daughters. And the pasuk adds, Ki Yasir es Bincha Me'achrei, for he will turn your grandson away from me, from Hashem. Now, why doesn't it say Ki Yasir and Ki Sasir, depending if the mother is a guy or the father is a guy? If the father is a guy, he will turn. And if the mother is a guy, she will turn. So we medayik from there that it's not Bincha anymore. If it's the mother is Jewish and the father is a guy, that grandchild is considered Bincha. It's considered your descendant. And therefore we're afraid that since the father is a guy, he will turn the kid away from Yiddishkeit to serve Avodah Zarah. Whereas if the mother is a guy, you don't have to worry that you'll turn the kid away. The kid's not Jewish. He's not your grandson. He's not miyuchas to you. That's the drasha. It's not halacha l'maishim sinai. It's based on this drasha. Which is not like Rav Asi, by the way. I mean, just one second. Rav Asi said, both make the kid Jewish. Rav Asi argues on this, but we don't paskin like Rav Asi. We paskin like this, that we go by matrilineal descent, not by patrilineal descent.
And on the previous stuff, when I was talking about Kriyas, Malcolm, when it was Kriyas, as far as Shvatim were, then that was a lot of Moshe Mishinai.
Who said that? Where'd you get, whoa, 1 second, where'd you get that?
I thought you said it.
No, I said that Rav Asi holds. Yes, Kriyas is halacha l'maishim sinai. That's a separate halacha. That's just to say that even if it's not 50-50, we treat it like 50-50.
But it's only when the woman...
Whoa, one second. You're mixing... you're mixing apples and oranges. Kriyas has nothing to do with Judaism. Kriyas is halacha whenever you have a doubt... And the thing is, the doubt started in its place of Kriyas, we treat it like 50-50. You walked into a butcher shop, you don't remember if you walked into the kosher one or to the treifa one. Even if there's 9 kosher and 1 treif, it's usher. Because your suffix started in the butcher shop, which is the place of Kriyas. You find a piece of meat in the street, you say 9 are kosher, 1 is treif, it's kosher. That's a halacha l'maishe m'sinai. Zero to do with Judaism. It's a halacha and how to deal with doubt. If the doubt is born in the place of its kriyas, it's 50-50. If it's born out of its place of kriyas, we go by majority. Now, let's move to this case. Rav Asi happens to hold that patrilineal descent makes Jews.
I'm sorry, can I interrupt you?
Yes.
Because what bothers me was in the Rashi on the previous page, the concern about the voters of Chokhom Shri Yoldom Yisrael have one mamzer.
Right.
But since who marries who? Is that part of the Kriyas?
Okay, so again, you're not letting me, Ramesh, excuse me, but you're not letting me explain. In Rav Asi's halacha, there are two separate factors. One, Rav Asi believes that if any parent is Jewish, the child is Jewish. Now, and the child is a mamzer. Now, in the places where the Aseres HaShoratim went, there are many mamzerim in the population who don't know they're Jewish. But they're a minority of the population. There's still more goyim that are not from the Aseres HaShoratim. So why are we afraid of them, the kids being Jewish? Why don't we go by majority? That's two separate issues. Number one, the first thing is to establish the Rav Asi's opinion is that patrilineal descent makes mamzerim. They're Jewish mamzerim. But they only constitute a small fraction of the community. So now if a guy comes from there, and a person comes from there and says, I'd like to become a ger. I would like to get a ger. And he wants to mekadesh a Jewish girl. Let's say he doesn't want to become a ger. He just does kedushin as a guy. We say, it doesn't work. Rav Asi says, it does work, because maybe he's Jewish. So the Gemara's question is, why don't you go by majority? It's a separate question. Independent of Rav Asi's halacha, of patrilineal descent, let's accept that halacha. That has nothing to do with Kriyas. That has to do that he feels that any parent makes the kid Jewish. That's Rav Asi's opinion. Now, even if any parent makes the kid Jewish, they're only a minority. So what are we worried about? We always go by majority. The answer is, the woman might go to that place, and then they're in the place of Kriyas, where minority turns into 50-50. That's why we need Kriyas there. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
And that also means that the child, when the woman goes over there, her child will be a mamzer because
of... A suffix. He will be a suffix mamzer. Correct.
That means he can only marry a suffix. The result can only marry another suffix mamzer.
Whatever that be, he's a suffix mamzer. But that's only if she goes to him. But if he comes to us, we go by majority, we say he's a guy, and unless he becomes a ger, his kedushin is worthless.
Okay.
Now, Shmuel... Can I finish the sentence? Shmuel argues in Ravasi. He says we don't go by patrilineal descent. We only go by matrilineal descent. And therefore, any one of the Aseres HaShvatim that married a Gaiish girl, they're not Mamzerim, they're Gaiim. And he learns it out from the Pasuk, Ki Yasser and not Ki Sasser. And therefore, he dismisses Ravasi's statement. There is no patrilineal descent. And that's how we paskin, like Shmuel. We paskin that if a Jewish man marries a Gaiish woman, they have children, they're Gaiim, they're not Jewish. Because we paskin like Shmuel. I'm sorry, somebody had a question.
Is this the Makor for Reform Judaism? Is this their Makor Ravasi?
That what?
Reform go after patrilineal descent.
I have no idea. Reform don't. Since when do they know the Gemara? Why are you assuming that they know the Gemara? They don't know the Gemara.
Kind of a joke, but okay.
I'm sorry. Okay. Zakti Gemara Vaiter. Vaiter. Frakti Gemara Veikabanois. But isn't there a fear that they're Jewish girls? So why don't they create a problem? Their children should create a problem. Zakti Gemara. And Ravina had said that the daughter is the mother from a Gaiish father. We go by matrilineal descent. So the Gemara Gemiri de Benasa Hudar Itzuri. We have a Messira that the girls who were captured by the Aseres HaShvatim all lost the ability to have children. Their wombs, Rashi uses the word it's split. I mean, the Mepharshim say tzuri means split, meaning basically became impossible for them to have children. And therefore, all the descendants of Aseres HaShvatim are from the boys of the Aseres HaShvatim. Not, I mean, unless the ones that stay Jewish. The ones that got assimilated are the boys. The girls never got assimilated. If they did, it didn't make a difference because they didn't have any children. That is the first answer. Rashi, the kabbanah shenishbu, v'nasim by the kachavim, by lidu mehem, v'yam ravina l'kama b'perik beis, ben bitcha abam l'ayv kachavim kori bincha. A son of your daughter who has a child from a guy is considered your descendant. The siv, bitcha l'ayisite livnoi ki yasser is bincha miyachrai. Don't let your daughter marry his son because the man will make your descendant go away from Yiddishkeit. Midloich siv ki sasser. It's going on the daughter marrying a Gaiish man. And the father will take him away from Yiddishkeit. So why aren't we afraid that the man who's making the Kedushin, it's in Kviyas, is coming from the minority of Jewish mothers? Their womb split open, milikloi zera, from ever absorbing zera, v'nasu akaras. It's through a lashon bikua. Bikua means cracked. To my til yecharifi the mitzvah ziki. It's talking about a strong drink that breaks the barrels. To my til yechiti the cracks of the wheat. The wombs cracked open and no longer were able to absorb zera, and they weren't able to have children. That is the first answer of the Gemara. Ika di Amri, others say, and I'm going to say the next Gemara, and I want 3 minutes to explain it before anybody jumps on me. Ki asa kamita kama di Shmuel, amaloi lezazu misham, acha asam oiv di gachom gemurim. They didn't leave. Lezazu misham, they did not leave the bezin of that generation. The bezin of that generation of the Aseres HaShvatim didn't adjourn till they made those who assimilated into Gaiim. Shenemar, Bashem Bogdu, they rebelled against Hashem, Kibonim Zarem Yolodu, for they gave birth to Gaiim. Now, there's a big machlokes we show them how to learn here. I'm going to mention both opinions. One opinion is, the Meiri, the Mordechai, that every Yid that shmads himself loses his Judaism. Every Yid who shmads himself is no longer considered Jewish. And therefore, if they make Kedushin, biblically speaking, you would have nothing to worry about. They're not Jewish anymore. A person who goes to a different religion, he adopts Christianity, Islam, you name it, is no longer Jewish. At least those who went to Avodah Zarah, at least those for sure, are no longer Jewish. The Mordechai says, if they make Kedushin, rabbinically, we consider it Kedushin because they were once Jewish. But they're really not Jews anymore. Which counters, flies in the face what everybody believes, that once a Jew, always a Jew. These Rishayim learn that this Gemara is teaching me, no, that the Bezim Paskind, that any Jew that abandons Judaism, and I don't mean abandons Judaism, he doesn't keep the halachas, he accepts a religion of Avodah Zarah, loses his Judaism. That's what some Rishayim pask. Other Rishayim say, no, you can't abandon Judaism. You're always a Jew. You can abandon Judaism, but you can't abandon your fact that you're Jewish. It's a takana that they made that those people from the Aseres HaShvatim who assimilated, Chazal were mafkia their Kedushin. When it comes to Kedushin, they were mafkia their Kedushin. Meaning, they said that we are removing any Kedushin from any of their descendants. So therefore, if any one of them comes and is Mekadosh, a Jewish girl, even if he happens to be Jewish, by matrilineal descent, the Kedushin won't count. Chazal said, all the descendants of Aseres HaShvatim that assimilated, even if they make Kedushin, we are Mafkiyat, right? Chazal have a right to be Mafkiyat Kedushin. We've learned that a number of times, that Chazal could be Mafkiyat Kedushin. But it has nothing to do with any other Jew that abandons Yiddishkeit. So this is big Machlokes Rishayim. Some Rishayim learn, anybody that becomes Shmads himself is still Jewish. He marries a Jewish girl, she's married biblically. She would need a get biblically. The Gemara here says that they made him a Goyim. Only those Aseres HaShvatim, vis-a-vis Kedushin, Chazal said, we're going to treat them like Goyim, we're going to remove their Kedushin. And therefore, when they make Kedushin, it doesn't count. Any other Shmad person who Shmads himself, he makes Kedushin, it's a valid Kedushin. Other Rishayim say no. Anybody that Shmads themselves is no longer Jewish. To the point that those Rishayim learn that if somebody dies without children and his only brother Shmadded himself, the woman wouldn't even need Yibum or Chalitza. According to those Rishayim, we don't pass him that way, but that's what those Rishayim hold. And therefore, they're not Jewish. And therefore, you don't have to worry about Kedushin. So this is a major machlokes. Halacha l'maisa, we paskin, that we treat it like a Kedushin, because we're like the Rishayim that say, you don't lose your Judaism. However, if a person does tshuva, a person that shemad himself, we require him to go to the mikveh again. We do require him to go to the mikveh again to assume his role of Judaism. I guess to be chayshish for those shitas that say that he has to re-accept Judaism. That is a halacha. Yes.
Amen. So, a couple questions. First of all, what does shmad himself mean? What does the verb you're using mean?
Adopts a religion of Avodah Zarah. Throws away Judaism and becomes involved as a card-carrying member of an Avodah Zarah religion.
Maybe this is again just a basic question that all the time, but they can't. Maybe they can declare a cow trach. I don't understand how you. If this is pasuk based, if who is a Jew is pasuk based, or how can you just simply declare a Jew a goy?
Okay, so again, so let's step back. So according to the Rishayim that say it was a one-time takana for those people only for Kedushin, you have no question. Because Kedushin is made Adas Moshe Yisroel, everybody makes Kedushin, does it according to the law, and Chazal say it doesn't work. So that doesn't bother you. What's bothering you is the Rishonim that say they lose their status as Jews, right? And that seems to be against the Pasuk. The answer is it's not. Let me explain why. The Pasuk says that a child born from a relationship between a Geisha man and a Jewish woman is a Jew. That means the Jewish woman did not adopt Avedah Zarah. She married a guy. She didn't become an Avedah Zarah. She didn't herself serve Avedah Zarah. It's not what happened. She was a Jewish girl who obviously not too from, or had a relationship against her will with a guy, right? And then had a child. That child is born Jewish. Now, if that child grows up, he's a complete 100% Jew. What we're afraid of, the Torah is afraid of, dad will persuade that kid to become an Eved Avodah Zarah. And we don't want that because he's Jewish. Now, what happens if he does become an Eved Avodah Zarah? Right? Let's say what the Torah feared happened. This is a girl, had a child from a guy, and dad went and took the kid and raised him and brought him into the house of Avodah Zarah, and the kid became an Eved Avodah Zarah. So according to those Rishonim, he would lose his Jewish status. Not at the time of birth, because the Torah said he's born Jewish. But he would lose the status when he becomes an Eved, when he adopts a religion of a different, he adopts a different religion of Avodah Zarah. That's what those Rishonim are saying. So then the kid wouldn't be, so according to those who say that the kid would not be born Jewish. She was an Avedis Kachavim, she became non-Jewish beforehand. Again, we don't paskin to those who say them. We paskin a Jew is always a Jew. So we're only, I just mentioned those who say them, because when you read the Gemara simply, it says, Asa Avedis Kachavim Gemurim. Right? So I spoke at the Pshat only for Kedushin, which is the way we paskin. But there are Rishonim that want to say they're totally gaim. Again, I'm just mentioning that opinion. I wasn't here to paskin.
I know. I'm obviously stumbling on it because it's jarring for us in our commentary.
Correct. 100% jarring. Yes.
My last question is, by the time the Rishonim were talking about this, this had happened for hundreds and hundreds of years. This scenario had happened. What were they saying? Were they saying that around them there could be many, many people within Israel who were not in fact Jewish, according to them? I mean, when they were talking about this, when they were deciding that this kind of thing had been going on already.
So
and the descendants were just saying.
Well, they usually didn't say the Jewish community. They usually moved over to the other community. So the ones that were around the Jewish community were the ones that didn't accept another religion.
People came back.
So those people who came back, according to those Rishonim, underwent a Geirus process and became Jewish again.
Unless it happened 500 years before the Rishonim were talking about this.
Well, they came back. The fact that they came back means somebody came back. What does came back mean? They came back and said, we don't want to serve Avodah Zarah anymore. We want to be Jewish. Now, I just want to point out, this was a major tumult by the Maranos. The Maranos, who outwardly accepted Christianity, there were those that refused to marry into their families because of the fear that they're not 100% Jewish because they served Avodah Zarah. Now, they did tshuva, they came back, they went to the mikvah, they were mekabel the mitzvahs again, but there were those that refused to marry into them. That's where certain svardim used to put a samach tes after their name, which stands for svardi tohar, which means no Marano blood in them. It is a fact. Some Svardim were very makbar on this. Anyway, let's move on. Something about Vayter. Yosef Rav Yosef, Achura Rav Kahana, Rav Yosef was sitting behind Rav Kahana. V'yasev Rav Kahana kamei de Rav Yehuda v'yasev v'kamei, he was saying, Asidim Yisrael de Avdi Yayim Betava, Yidden will make a holiday, Kicharev Tarmud. When Tarmud gets destroyed, because there are a lot of Mamzerim there, and therefore Yidden marry them and the kids are Mamzerim, when that city gets destroyed, we will make a holiday. Frek the Gemara v'akharev, they got destroyed. That the Gemara he Tumud Havi, the city that got destroyed is Tumud, not Tarmud. It's the same city. What happens was they used to rebuild it. It got destroyed, but they rebuilt it next to it. And then when that got destroyed, they rebuilt the first one. The city never got totally destroyed. What happened was it got just moved from one end to the other end, back and forth. So therefore, it is still around. Rashi? They get mixed into Yidden, and they pass with them. That which you said it got destroyed, the whole thing didn't get destroyed. When you destroyed it, they rebuilt it right next to it. Rav Nuna was sitting over Ula b'Kahavi b'Shmaitza, and he was asking great questions in Halacha. Amar, so Rav Ula said about Rav Amnuna, Magavra, Magavra, what a great man you are. Ilav da Harpanya Masai. If you wouldn't come from the city of Harpanya, where there is not a clear yichus, there's a lot of psula mixed into it, you are such a big person, but you have one flaw. You come from a city which is questionable the yichus. Dr. Gemara Ichsef, Rav Amnuna got embarrassed. So Amar Lai, so Ula asked him, the taxes that you pay in your city where you grew up, which city did you give it to? Amaloi lepum nahara. We paid our taxes not to Harpanya, but to Pum Nahara. Obviously, they were located somewhere in the middle of those two cities. Ula had assumed Rav Amnuna had come from the Harpanya section. When he said it and Rav Amnuna got embarrassed, he asked them, where did you pay your taxes? He said, we paid it to the Pum Nahara section. Amaleim came to Pum Naharat. So therefore you have nothing to worry about because you were then Pum Nahara. Dr. Gemar Vait, my Harpanya. What does the name Harpanya mean? Amar Avzera, Har Shakol Painambai. It's the mountain that all psulim who can't find wives go there because there's a lot of psulim there, so psulim find psulim. Amar Avzera b'masita tana, kol shei makir mishpachta b'shiftai, anybody that doesn't know his yichus, nifta l'sham, used to go there because there he could find wives. Everywhere else, people wanted to know your genealogy. These people didn't know their genealogy, so therefore they used to go there where they could find people who don't care about psul because a lot of them are psul anyway. Dr. Gemara Amar Rava b'yamuka mishael. This is worse than Gehenna. Hashem takes people out of Gehenim and he redeems them. Whereas these people, there's no way to make them kosher. They're mamzerim. The reason Harpanya had so many psulim is because people moved in from Meishon, which had a lot of psulim. And psula de Meishon, mishim psula de Tarmud. It all started with Tarmud. And psula de Tarmud, mishim avdei shleima. The Hainu the Army Inchi, that's what people say. Kaba Rabba the Kaba Zuta, a big, what does he translate Kaba? A big weight, a big volume measurement? What does he translate it as? Kav. Big Kav and a small Kav. Megander v'azul l'shael. It went first to Gehenim, meaning Gehenim is better off than these people were. Mishael l'tarmud, m'tarmud l'meshin, m'meshin l'arpanya. Meaning basically the psula moved. But it's all worse than Gehenim because there's no way out. Rashi. Zokt Rashi. Yoy m'tava, m'shun de mamzerim heim, m'tarmud b'yisrael, m'paislan aysam. Haynu tarmud, haynu tarmud. The Kamra Kharov the Kharov Kula didn't completely we did that. Khbuli Ikbuk, Shakar Mikan, Nikbu Benivlis Mikan. But Gavi Maxi has good questions. Amr Ula Lady Ramuna, Magabra, Magabra, Kamhu God how big he is. Ilab the Apanya Masa, Shainim Yukasim, Shakob Painim Sham, Kob Sulum Shain Baisin Isha, Painim Vahokum Sham. All Sulum that can't find the wives, turn there. We have Muka, Virov the Dabazayasim Gehenim. And it's worse than Gehenim. The Lulu Yard the Gehenim Takanta. I will redeem them from Gehenna and from the death. Ilu psula de tu, last lu takanta. Psula de meishan. Chikroi v'lo amisarvim behem. It's closed and they get mixed in. Lama pekas har yuchsin, meishan mesa. Meishan is considered death for yuchsin. Vasim mefarash p'lsuvayu. The Gemara explains why they're puzzled. Kaba rabba v'kaba zuta, eifak deyla v'eifak tana, two volume measurements. Shnei ma'absim, both are no good. Meaning, both are not honest measurements. First they go to Gehenna. It's a way of saying that that's a higher level than these are. The yardim mishar l'tarmud, comes to shar gavay mitarmud, and miskalgum mishar l'tarmud. The time again, little yardim gehenna mik et takanta. The lipsul didu ein takar. The gandrim miskalgum, it rolls. Hadna l'chamesh esri nashim, hadna l'chamesh esri nashim, hadna l'chamesh esri nashim. Mishnah vayt, keitzah. What is the case of Eishas Akav Shloi Balamai? Okay. In Mitzvah, tomorrow I will do Chazara at 6 o'clock. And after that, we are off till the Monday after Rish Chodesh El. Now, I would like to start back in either inside or in the tent by the Kail, in Mitzvah, with social distancing, whatever is necessary at that point, if possible. We'll also be on the phone, but if possible, I'd like to start back again face-to-face. I guess we'll keep people posted as the time gets closer. For those who won't be here tomorrow for Chazara, I want to wish them a happy, healthy summer. Everybody should stay healthy. And Emet Hashem, again, the Monday after Rish Chodesh El, we will start again the second Perek. Tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, we will have Chazara. Everybody should have a wonderful day. Yes.